try to finish the sugya today. At least the Shmuel. So again, I think it's important that we look at the Mishnah again, because the Mishnah is very kloliistic. We went through the different shittas last week, the Chofetz Chaim, and the Grach, and the Chazanish, as far as if you do a Zrika Shaloi B'mkoymai, according to Shmuel, that he seems to say, B'di'evet Abaylam get a kapora. There's a lot of variations. Whereas the Chofetz Chaim holds in the Sefer Likutei Halachos that it has to be that you did the Zrika at least the way it would have been done bifnim, b'chutz, or b'chutz bifnim, meaning if it required bein hakranos, you had to do bein hakranos on the mizbeach achitzin. In other words, if it needed bein hakranos and mizbeach apnimi, and you put it onto the kir of the mizbeach achitzin, you wouldn't have a kapara. And the Reb Chaim argued with the Chofetz Chaim. Chaim holds that there's a zrika shaloi b'mkoymai is a generic zrika, and therefore doesn't require a such. Chazanish required that there should be the same amount of the matonas. Didn't require the ben akranos, but required the same amount of matonas. So if it's matan arba, let's say, you can't be yotze by putting one zrika on the mizbeach. Reb Chaim held that even though there's such a thing called Zrika Shaloi B'mkoymai and everything is good, it has to be on the Mizbech. Meaning if it's something that's supposed to be on the Mizbech, you put on the Paroiches. Or Paroiches or Mizbech, that doesn't work. That's the various deis that we had. And if we look back at the Lashon HaMishnah on the bottom of Chavov and Aleph, the Mishnah is very general. Zos HaGabi Kevish, like in the Garei Yisoid, not lamato lamalo, sanitano lamalo lamato, pifnim bachutz, bachutz pifnim, posel, vein by kolos. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Very general, the Mishnah gives us a very general rule, which sounds very kloliistic. Doesn't make a difference, it's all posel, right? On that Mishnah, now we go to the Gemara, Chavavam Nebeis. On that Mishnah, which just gives a very general psul, Shmuel qualifies it. And Shmuel says, Amar Shmuel, this that it says posel in the Mishnah, it's a posel bosel. The meat is posel. Aval ba'alim niskapu. But the ba'alim did get a kapur. My time on my covenant is ati lechamal mizbech lechapel, kiva shi gedam on mizbech niskapu ba'alim. So all I'm saying is that in the most simple way, it sounds very much like Shmuel is going back on whatever the Mishnah said. And the Mishnah was indiscriminate. The Mishnah was talking about any Zrika Shaloi B'mkoymai. The Mishnah wasn't medactic, what Pareches, this, Bifnim, Bachutz, Kevesh. The Mishnah is very, very broad. I mean, that's for sure. The Mishnah definitely included, if you took the blood from the Pareches and put it on the Mizbech, that's no good. That's definitely included in the Mishnah. So now Shmuel comes on the Mishnah, and Shmuel says that this din that the Mishnah says, posel, it's posel baso avo bailum miskapo. So all I'm saying is, it puts a big doichak into any of the ukimtis of saying that Shmuel only means this, or he only means that. So, you know, if anything, I would say, the Matan Dalit, right, is less. In other words, what the Chazanish is saying is less. That's more acceptable, because the Mishnah wasn't talking about the Mispar HaMatonis. It was just talking about Mekaymai. The Mishnah said any kind of Shaloi B'mkoymai is possible. The Mishnah didn't say how many numbers we gave. If you put four for one, one for four, that the Mishnah B'chla wasn't talking about. But for sure, the Mishnah was talking about any kind of Shaloi B'mkoymai, and any Shaloi B'mkoymai is possible. And on that, Shmuel comes and he says, yeah, it's possible, the Basar is possible. But the Bailum get a kapo. So, although it's a huge Chiddush, what Shmuel's saying is a huge Chiddush, But if you want to take it to its most simple meaning, he's talking about any kind of shalai b'mkayma. Any kind of matnas dam, shalai b'mkayma, is b'di'evet b'ilam miskapu. That's the chayra kam hashem. So we had many, many issues. I'm not going to go through all the issues, but just the general, the bullet point issues that we had were, number one, we extracted from the Rambam, we spent some time last week, that the Rambam Pirush Mishnayah seems to say it's a svala. How could it be a svala? It's a svala. He says, Shmuel is a svala. He says, Shmuel was somach ala mikra. He based it on the pasuk, but it's not a drasha gemura, which basically means that the Rambam is telling us that what Shmuel said here is a svara. What's the svara? The svara is that we cut the carbon in half and we say the meat is possible and the Bible get a kapola. Why is that a svara? And clearly Shmuel took the Mishnah out of Kipshutai. If you learn the Mishnah simply, you learn like the other Amiloyim, which is possible means possible. The way most Mishnahis and Kutchim work. So that's Stam Barafi Sigra. Then Shmuel was very unclear, and that's why there's a machloikas at every step of the way. What about the areas that he didn't talk about? Korban Pesach. So we brought a machloikas. Right? Or Samech, Rav Shach, Buskerov, they all say Korban Pesach is possible. Korban Pesach needs bosman. Ain't bosser, ain't dam. By Korban Pesach, it's more than ain't bosser, ain't dam. It's ikra lachila. The main Korban Pesach is to eat. So therefore, by Korban Pesach, it's possible. I hear the svar is very poshut. But again, we go back to Shmuel. Shmuel made a general statement. Bailam is kapal. Sounds like it's a kapala. Everything. He doesn't make an exception. So the Chazon Ish comes the other way, and to bridge the Chazon Ish with the Rambam would be almost impossible. Chazon Ish says, no, Korban Pesach is kosher. Not like the Brisker of the Yerushalmech and Avi Hezri. Chazon Ish says it's kosher. He says, why is it kosher? He says, because once the Torah said, Tani nosati lochem, the Gemara says, l'kapora, it's a mizbeach kapora, and Shmuel learns out of the pasuk, that's why Shmuel learns out of the pasuk, that Bailam is kapu. So basically, the Torah is telling you, whatever you need should happen, you have, with the mizbeach. Basically, the mizbeach gets you to the finish line. So by Korban Pesach, the finish line includes the meat. So then the meat is also okay. That's Hazayif Ashtetah. When the Pasuk says, Ani nasati lochem ala mizbech lechaper, kiva shi gedam le mizbech niskapu bailim. So the way the Chazon Ish is learning, that it's whatever you need for kapara. So Korban Pesach, you need to take it to another level. Say the meat is also roi lachila. Fine, the meat's also roi lachila. But again, Shmuel left all of this opened. So we're sort of left hanging. He threw a bomb, Achidish Noir of Adir, and he left it sort of ambiguous, that open for all of these interpretations. Another thing, Siddur Gemara says, Yachi Basanami. So maybe the meat also should be Roy, or Marko Lachap, Lakapor Nasad. Floyal Dovrach, it's not a Dovrach, it's only Lakapor. So again, according to the Chazon Ish, that means whatever you need for kapara, since you normally don't need meat for the kapara. Now, Rabbi Yeshua says, even by other korban, it's not just Korban Pesach, ein basar ein dam. He holds even by a regular korban, if the meat became basal before zrika, there's no korban. He holds the korban's basal. Right? So the achronim ask, so it's not just Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is more shver because it's ikra l'achila, right? Because there it's agreed upon ikra l'achila. But the Briskerov and other achronim ask, what do you mean? Well, Rav Yeshua holds imein basar ein dam, not just by Korban Pesach. He holds anywhere where if the meat became nifsal, right? Is ein basar ein dam? It's So you need basa. You need a din basa. So the zrika does have to be matter the basa. So the Brisker Rav brings down from his father, Reb Chaim. See, there's another machlokes. Again, these are all hanging issues that Shmuel didn't explain. Because we know after zrika, there's no longer din of me'ilah. There's no me'ilah, right? We had that in Maseches Me'ilah. It's not kotche Hashem. Once you do zrika, so the me'ilah goes off from the meat of the kol. Right? So Shmuel over here didn't qualify to us. What happens by this zrika? The zrika shalai bim koyma, which he says, the skapu bailin. Right? What about me'ilah? What happens to the din me'ilah? So if you look over here, Taka, Chaznish talks about it. On the meat. The meat which is pasul, or similarly, what's with the emurim? Shmuel also didn't tell us what's with the emurim. The emurim get a heter kol? They don't have a heter kol? What do you do with the emurim? He didn't talk about that either. And again, everything Shmuel didn't clarify is a machlekes. Stodim lakan. But again, he left, what I'm trying to say is, he left a lot open. He said a huge chiddush, which we don't really have a handle on what it's based on, especially if it's not based on the pasuk. And he left all of these things open. What's with the main basar and dam? What's with me'ilah? What's with korban pesach? Well, it's all opened. And again, because it's opened, there's a big tumult. On each one of these things, there's a big tumult. So Reb Chaim says that this zrika helps, takes it out of me'ilah. Biskarov brings down the Reb Chaim. He says, once you do zrika, zrika doesn't need to be matter the meat. Zrika is like the reason why after zrika, the me'ilah falls off, is because it's no longer kachay Hashem. The carbon has reached its conclusion. Kachay Hashem, it's like it reaches a certain level. So it's not that the zrika is matter the meat, the way Reb Chaim sees it. So therefore he holds, once Shmuel says that the Bailam get a kapara from the zrika, so too the halach of me'ilah falls away. That's what Chaim understands. So the Brisker Rav actually, he uses this Reb Chaim to answer the question of what happened to Main Basar Ein Dam. Brisker Rav says, it's not called Ein Basar. Because since the zrika works to take the meat, to take the meal off the meat is here. In other words, the zrika still affected the meat, accomplished enough so that it's called yesh basar. So this halacha that you find elsewhere in Shas where the meat became basar, that's different. Here, the zrika did affect the meat, and therefore it's not called ein basar. That's how the Brisker Rav explains, based on his father's chiddush, that's how he explains why it's not a problem of a main basar ein dam, according to Shmuel. That's what he said. What? Yes, 100%. 100%. Okay. Now, Chazanish over here in Simon Zion, Chazanish does not like that. He says, even according to Shmuel, the carbon is no meila, there's avadah. Avadah, there still is meila. That's what he says. He says that the zrika didn't work for that. It's possible. He says, meila, there's still meila. He brings a raya from the Gemara later on Samach Vav, Chatas Oiv, Shemolko, Shaloi Bim Koima. So the Gemara says clearly over there, Moyalimba. The Gemara of Samach Vav says that if he did Malika by the oil soif, and then Chatas Oiv, and then you went ahead and you did the Malika on the Mizbech Shaloi Bim Koima, says Moyalimba. Zokta Chazanish is clear that even I according to Shmuel, the Skapu Bailam, you see, still the meat is still, there's still Me'ilah. Not like Reb Chaim. So this is a big Shaila, whether Shmuel and our Sugya, another thing Shmuel left hanging, whether Shmuel's din applies to Oif. Okay? Chazanish is assuming that Shmuel's din of our Gemara is not only by a zevach, it's by an oif too. And therefore, since the Gemara says later on Samach Vav that there's still Me'ila by Malika Shaloi B'mkayma, is a raya that even though Shmuel says it works for Kapara, it doesn't work for Me'ila. Assuming, that's only assuming that by Oif there's a halacha of Niskapu Bailim, this din of Shmuel. But the Shita B'kubetz is there on Samach Vav argues with Taisus and holds that it doesn't help. Meaning, Shmuel is moida by an oif that it's not miskap. So then the raya of the Chazanish would fall away. Chazanish's raya is according to Tosfos, but the Chazanish, the adult. That's what he says. Now, the fact is that there is a, okay, that's not so, the Or Sameach brings a braisa that's mashma clearly that by Zrika Shaloi B'mkoyma there's still a me'ilah. If you look in the Or Sameach, he says this, he has a braisa mefurish, a mila, that seems to say there's a halacha of mila. Anyway, so Bekitza, we have a lot of problems here to try to understand what's going on. And like I said, what? And then we had Rabaran. That's what you were giving me a hard time, right? So we had Rabaran, that Rabaran is asking that L'chaira, it's halacha shalai b'mkoyma. The blood already becomes possible as soon as you go to the wrong place. So how could Shmuel say niskapu b'ayim? It's halacha shalai b'mkoyma. Once you went halacha one step out of the right place, so you possible the blood.
Yeah, but we said halacha is the end result, the zrika. The same thing that we had that kapola.
You, that sounds familiar? We had a 20-minute discussion last week. Yehuda was trying to...
I heard on the tape, but yeah. it wasn't resolved.
This is what he was trying to... this is what Yehuda was trying to say.
It wasn't resolved.
It was resolved that according to most of the Rishonim, it's possible if you take one step in the wrong direction, irrelevant of where you end up.
But that's not like
the Rambam. So good, So you're saying you have according to one sheet that you have a pshat, and even the Rambam doesn't work because the Rambam says only if you end up in the right place.
Right.
Here you end up in the wrong place.
Oh, the chiddush of the...
I don't know if you heard what I asked Yehuda. I guess you didn't listen to every prat.
I did.
I asked him a simple question. If you took your detour and you went to the wrong mizbeach and you ask a rov over there, what do I do with the blood? I think even the stubborn Yekke agreed at that point. It's good to be stubborn and learning. It's good to be stubborn. The problem is that here, L'chaira, there's not one reason that would hold that this halacha was proper, because ultimately, even when you were by the Mizbeach, you weren't allowed to do the Zrika there. And that's taka why the busser is puzzle. So the bottom line is, I finished my halacha, I'm by the Mizbeach now, and I say, Rav, should I spritz the blood? I'm here already. Or is the blood puzzle? The Rav says the blood's bustle.
No,
the busser is bustle, right?
The
are you allowed to spritz? Zev, I think you're missing the boat here. Are you allowed to spritz? The answer is no. The Torah says you're not allowed to spritz here.
No, you're not.
So you're not. So it's not. So the halacha is that I'm not allowed to spritz here.
You're not allowed to spritz here for the first step you take, and you're not.
No, wrong. According to the Rambam, you could go back to the right place. That was the whole thing that you were trying to say. You're trying to hang on to a Rambam. You're trying to hang on to a Rambam where you ended up in the right place.
Correct.
And here you ended up in the wrong place.
So
here the conclusion of your halacha was at a place where it's usher for you to do the zrika.
So the Rav should tell you to go around, go back, and go to the right place.
That's a different issue. But he didn't.
He
did. And you didn't listen to him.
And you wanted to be
fired. You wanted to go, can I get the toilet?
Correct.
So that's what Baron. So Baron is saying, so you took the blood to the wrong place where the Torah told you not to bring it, and you spritzed it the wrong place too. So he says, hey, the blood is blood becomes possible when you do a bad halacha. You did a bad halacha.
But your halacha is not determined.
It's just, I don't, I don't know even what we're, I don't know why we're tumbling here. That's the point of Rabbanan. That you never get the Zrika. Every time you have Halachas Psul, you never get the Zrika, unless somehow we could say that the Halacha was proper. Which we never... If you're going to tell me that any time you do a Zrika, it's Kosher, and the Mele of the Halacha, so now it's retroactive. So you never have Halacha Shalai Bim Kohen. But the Halacha is Halacha Shalai Bim Kohen, apostles the Dan. Anyway, so... That's another... That's just another Kasha. So we brought down Taka from the Mishmah Leviim, that the Mishmah Leviim answers Rabbanan's Kasha with this idea. He says, maybe according to Shmuel, that's part of the Gzeres HaKosov. But again, the reason why I have great difficulty understanding, meaning now that we have the Pasuk that says, L'kapor Nesativ, so you have to, no, so you work your way backwards. Very similar to what the Chazon Ish is saying. Chazon Ish is saying, now that we have L'kapor Nesativ, so by Pesach you can even eat the meat. Look, Kapor Nesativ basically says, and now work backwards, whatever you need, whatever you need for it to be a kapara, basically work your way backwards. The Mizbeach works. And now take out your chart, and any requirement that there was to make that it should work, check off yes. That's basically what the Chazon Ish is saying. Chazon Ish is saying, why could you eat the meat by Korban Pesach? Because once it says that the Mizbeach is a kapara, again, the problem I had with that is exactly what I'm telling Zev and what I told you the last week, which is that if the din of L'kapor Nesativ would be a din, it isn't a din. It's a b'di'evet. You're not allowed to do it. You did wrong. You are visa. So you can't tell me, well, the Torah now tells you, let's take our step back and you did it right. You didn't do it right. You did it wrong. We're still saying you did it wrong. We're still giving you patch for going against the deraisa. So the kapara doesn't say you did it right. That's the problem. Anyway, these are all, this is just another problem. But the whole thing is one big marafi sigre from beginning to end. So the Gemara says, let's just finish off the Gemara and I'll tell you what I think we have to say here, which is also a big chiddush, but at least it answers a lot of the other questions. The Gemara says, Alma kesomau, shalei b'mkoyme kim koyme dami. The Gemara says, Tanyi b'pirkin, nostei ala kevesh, shalei k'negara yiseit. Nostei nostei tonu l'mata l'mala, tonu l'mala l'mata, nitonu b'fnim b'chutz, b'chutz b'chutz b'fnim. Im yeish tama nefesh, yachza akosha v'yakabel, very strange question. What does it mean? Lomali. Lomali. To do it right. Yeah. That's what Sfasemes asks.
What are you doing?
Sfasemes. So what? The blood is still also. You were not Makai in the mitzvah. You weren't Makai mitzvah. Let's say you bring in a korban that has no kapar. You still have to do the mitzvah zrika. Let's say you bring in a durin without any kapar. You still have to do the mitzvah. The Torah gave you a mitzvah. You were machasir the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah.
But the zrika ends the korban.
But there was no, this whole point is, there was no zrika. It's not finished. The meat is still osir. You were not Makai. That's why I keep on. I'm my kishkis are coming out of me. You were not Makai in mitzvah zrika. Get that straight. You were not Makai in mitzvah zrika because the Torah only gave. So just like by nishpach adam, right? We say yachzav yikabel to be Makai in mitzvah zrika. You were not yet Makai in mitzvah zrika. What's the Gemara's question? Lomeli. That's a fractus vasemes. What do you mean? Mikomoko madul yachzav yikabel b'chtei lizroik b'mkoybel l'kaima mitzvahs kitikuno. Right? And then he brings a moiridik araya to this. What's the halacha by matan dalet? The braisa says in nosam atona achas kiper. Right? Why are you doing the other three? Because mitzvah. By every matan dalet, right? ואם נוסע מתון אחס כיפר. פרקט אל, פרקט אל פרסמס, why are you doing it for? The Torah says, we don't come into the Beis HaMikdash to get a kapora, we come in to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do it proper. So you didn't do it properly. That's his kashrus fasemis. Anyway, the chitem lahat abosu ba'achila. Maybe he'll tell me again, not mitzvah zrika. Maybe we want to get the meat to be permitted meat, because zrika tolim b'chaperes v'shai abosu la'achila. You can't have this kind of a zrika that's doing half a job. The Gemara says like this, idi ovei kosher chanami, you're right. Hochamai askin idi ovei posel. We're talking here, a posel person did it, so therefore, it didn't happen. It says, the more v'lavi dichoi, let's say the whole carbon becomes pushed off, because we learned, l'gabi da'alochas of pigul, the tzanan, this is later on Lamed Beis, v'kulon shekibul chutzul zmanei chutzul mkoyme, if all the psulim, were makabal the blood, m'yesh atayin am yasvei kabal kabal. Right? But kiblu in, that's only if they didn't spritz the blood yet. But once a puzzle person spritzes the blood, the korban becomes puzzle. Is mashma zorkulo? My time is shemnavidicha. Now the korban got pushed off. And therefore it's not roy anymore. Loy, mishum the puzzle b'machsha. Yochi kapolon hami? V'oy mi puzzle, v'amarov ein machsha v'mayol asal mishiroy la'avoyda v'roy la'avoyda. Mokum or elavoyin. So the more like him is zorkuloy aleim ashachtuloy. If they did the shechita wrong, then it would make it possible because for shechita everybody's kosher. So if a possible person does a shechita with the briyat kavana, he does make it possible because he's not called possible lagabi shechita. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to go into the whole arichas into this into pigul sugi which from Mitzvah Hashem. We'll go into next week. I just want to get a beer now in Shmuel. What's the beer out of in Shmuel? So I think the way the Mahalach here to understand is like this. Shmuel, we had the whole Arichas Dvarim that we discussed. We started off the sugya several weeks ago with Rav Steinemann Zecher Tzadik Levracha's question on the whole sugya, which was how in the world could Shmuel say kosher? Right? That was Membez Kasher. How could it be better than Shaloi Lishma? How in the world could a Zrika Shaloi Bim Kaima be better than Shaloi Lishma? Shaloi Lishma is kosher. Right? But since it wasn't done properly, it's Loyola Labailim L'Shem Chay. That's simply how you learn. How do you learn Shaloi Lishma kosher L'Elam L'Shem Chay? It's kosher a carbon. But part of the Bailim's nether includes that it should be brought properly. And if it wasn't brought properly, it's not a little shame chayv. Frek of Steinemann. So how could Zorka Shaloi Bim Kaimai, which passes the carbon, for sure, right? For sure the Basar, possibly they move him, carbon Pesach according to, how could it be Niskap Lubayla? That's his question. How in the world could it be better than Shaloi Lishma, which the Torah Beferish says is kosher? Torah says it's kosher. How could it? That's his question. So we didn't really get a good mahalach in this. I mean, it's unclear from Rav Steinemann himself how he got out of this problem. He asks it. He seems to try to answer it, but I'll read you his words. It's a short. Omar Shmuel, posel basav ba'ilam eskapu lechayr alosh and eskapu ba'ilam haynu sheyesh lo ba'ilam ezechitzi b'kol. He says, mashma from the Gemara, that they have a ritzoi. He says, loma bezorek shaloi b'mkoyim, elu b'ayam l'shem choyma. Haloi mekayim kasha nadalta. Just like we said shaloi l'shma, we say the b'ayam need to bring another carbon, because the carbon wasn't brought properly the way you made a nether. You said it's going to be oil, it's going to be a proper oil. Fact there, so what's going on? Zok taze, omnom ein bezeh chesaron b'kemoishen adart. Tiim kemoishen adart osis geinet v'm lav nadavi yezer shayich rak b'dvorim shemefarish habaylim b'nidrei. Interesting idea, but it's a little bit hard to be toifus. He wants to say that when the baylim say harei alai oilo, Yeah. So now they become chayev and oil. So anything which has to do directly with the shame oila, that's part of their nether. Their nether is that whatever oila means, they're making a nether, it should be as such. So he says, therefore, lochein mikrivu l'shem korban acha loikam oisha yifrish, mikri loikam oisha nadarta. Aval kviyus mokam azrik ein abaylam kaver benidchay. When the Bible made a nether, he wasn't including the Zrik, where the Kohen is going to spritz the blood. It's a little bit strange, because the Kohen, the person who made the nether didn't say anything. He just made a nether, he's going to bring an oiler. Right? We're deciding what's included in the nether. We are deciding what's included in the nether. And we're saying that the nether includes that it has to be brought properly. Rav Steinemann is what he seems to be saying, we go to the kavona of the neder, when the guy makes the neder. And the guy makes a neder, his das is, I want whatever has to do with the shame oil that I'm being neder. I'm being neder that whatever has to do with the oil, I'm being neder, which includes the l'shem oil. But as far as where the blood's going to be spritzed out, I'm not making. That's not included in my nether. Why not? I would almost say an opposite svar. Since Shaloi Lishma doesn't pass on the Kolb, that I'm not making in my nether. When I said Agai Oila, I meant whatever Oila needs. I'm not the Kohen. Right? I'm not the Kohen Oivet. I'm saying I'm going to bring an oil, whatever the oil needs. Right? Grada Shaloi Lishma doesn't make the carbon possible. So I would almost say the opposite from Steinemann's Svar. When somebody says, I really like oil, and then he brought oil Shaloi Lishma, that's not included in my nether. I'm not saying how from the coin is. I didn't make a nether. What kind of from a coin you're going to have? The coin is nishtas afrumel. He did a shaloi lishma. That wasn't part of my net. My net is I'm going to bring an oila. I brought an oila. You want to say I made a net? I'm going to bring a kosher oila. I brought a kosher oila. But the Gemara says no. It has to live up to that nether that you made. Simply, you read the Gemara, it has to live up to perfection. That's zicha. When you learn the Gemara in Daf Beis, that would be the simple Daf Yomi. If you're learning a Gemara and you don't have time to be Mayan, that would be the way to learn the Gemara. When you make a nether, it's not enough that the carbon is kosher. Your nether says, I'm going to bring a carbon properly. That's the simple. If you learn that way, then our Gemara is direct contrast to that. Because you couldn't get it worse over here. Here you did mamish. In the ikur avoid of the carbon, you messed up. Okay? You messed up in the ikur avoid. So how could it be niskapu baile? Now again, one second. And especially the way we had from the Rambam, that's all a svara. It's not even Gzeres HaKosov. It'd be Gzeres HaKosov. No, you say, oh, well, Gzeres HaKosov. Svara. Well, what's the svara? The svara is a plea. Right? You can hear opposites. You can hear another svara, which is, I make a nether, and that's the Toises in Chum, that you recalled, on Chav Beis, where Toises Taka says, that svara, by the way, we can hear. I make a nether, my nether is I'm going to bring the behemoth to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a strong svara to that. I'm not a Kohen. I can't take care of what goes on. I'm not the manager in the Beis HaMikdash. I can't make a nether that's based on what the Kohen is going to do. My nether is to bring an oil. I bring an oil that could be brought on the Mizbech. That's my job. By the way, that's a starker svara. And that simply seems to be the way Tosfos and Chulin learns. Tosfos and Chulin goes to the next degree. He takes it a step further. And he says, even if the Kohen won't be able to bring it, because he doesn't know which one to bring, you brought him two Eifes. He doesn't know which one is the Ben Yaina, which one is Kosher, which one is Pasul, because you brought him a middle-aged bird, Tar Ben Yaina. So one of them is Kosher, one is Pasul, but he doesn't know, right? He doesn't know which one. So the Kohen ultimately can't do anything. But Tosfos says it's good for the Bailam because I delivered to the Kohen Somebody that's roi for the mizbech. That, without the mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim, that makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, Tosis is taking it a degree further. But let's go. You brought a carbon that's taka roi. Tosis is just taking it a step further. That even though Lamaisa the Kohen can't bring it. Yeah, but theoretically he could. That's enough. That's theoretical. That's Tosis Chiddush. Theoretically he could. Right? It almost sounds like that's all Tosis is being machadish. Tosis and Chulin sounds like my Chiddush is one Chiddush. My Chiddush is that even though the Kohen won't be able to bring either bird, but that's only because of lack of knowledge. Because we don't know which one is kosher, which one is bas. But Klapi Shmaya, one of them is kosher. That seems to be Tosis' only Chiddush. Tosis doesn't seem to hold that it's a Chiddush to say the Iker Din, which is you're Makayim Yeneder when you deliver. Bring it to me. But that makes sense, Lamaisa. My nether is to bring a garden. I can't make a nether atoli b'das acherim. What the Kohen is going to do? I have no idea what the Kohen is going to do. It's not my problem. It shouldn't be my problem. So this idea that Rav Steinemann is saying that my nether includes the Lishma, but it doesn't, this is, yeah, I'm thinking about this, I'm not thinking about this. It's very, very difficult. Especially since the Sfarah could easily go the other, flip the other way, which is that my nether does include the Makom Hazrika, because that makes the carbon possible, and it doesn't include the Lishma, because that doesn't make the carbon possible. But be that as it may, it's very difficult. So therefore, I think in Sfarah, this is what we have to say, I think. And that is, it's definitely Mechudish Dik, but it takes away all the other Chidushim in Shmuel. If we swallow just the one Iker Chiddush, it takes away all these small Chiddushim problems that we had in the sugya. And that is that perhaps Shmuel learns differently than we were learning all along the Tosis and Chum. The way we explain Tosis and Chum, that's according to the rest of the Amihoyim, which is, how do we explain Tosis and Chum? That we went along the Mahalach that many of the Achroinim have, which is that by every Korban, there are two elements. There's the element of a chiv havor, and then there's a chiv mammon. And my monetary obligation, as soon as I bring the coin, something that's roi fakhova, my monetary obligation is up. Right? So for instance, there's halach of the mashkinin. Bezdin could take a mashkin, they could force you to bring a kol. Right? If I make a neder, the gizbar could be mamashkin me, he could force me to bring the kol if I don't bring it. Right? Once I delivered a kosher korban based on English, I'm finished. I delivered a kosher korban. My monetary business with Hekdesh is over. Now, klapi shmaya, kapora, mitzvah, yeah, that I still have. So the Gemara in Chum, right, where you go ahead and you bring the two tchilus atziv shebezel bezeh, where the Gemara's mashmaya yoitzer. That means monetarily, monetarily. And Tosis is explaining that point of the Gemara. That since one of them is Roy, if it is Bayach, even though we don't know which one, monetarily you're done, you delivered. Right? Havad als yourself, you still have an obligation. You know, if Kol HaZvachim Sheniz B'chu Shalei Lishmon, if the carbon wasn't even brought properly, you have to bring another one. That's your Ben Adam L'makom. It's not a monetary obligation. Nafkamina is Bezdin can't be Mamashkin you. Another Nafkamina, we said, if the guy dies, it's Shibudu Deraisa, Haisha Shemesa, Yoviu Yoshim, I lost like the Gemara Kedushin. If there's a Shibud Nechosim, the Yoshim have to bring the Korm, right? That would only be if you didn't deliver, but if you delivered a proper Korm, so now we can't go to the Yoshim, because they have no mitzvahs oila, they only have a Shibud. The Shibud is over, exactly. The Shibud is ended. That's what should come out. Shmuel, this is what I want to explain to you. Shmuel goes a step further. Shmuel takes it a step further. Shmuel Taka learns the way to Mishlo Melech. When Mishlo Melech saw that Tosis in Chulam, he says, Sorachi in me masnit and rei zvachim. The Mishnah says in zvachim, Kol ha zvachim shenizmuchu shalei lishmon ksherim, v'lo lo ba'am l'shem chayvim. He doesn't mince his words. He holds that that Tosfos in Chulin is a contradiction with the Mishnah in the beginning of Zvachim. Right? So perhaps we could say like this. This would explain, Shmuel would explain everything. That really, it's a different idea. Just like we spoke at the beginning of the Sugi of Nishpach, we spoke the fact that the Kabbalah connects the Shechita to be a Shechita's culture. Right? That's the idea. You could very well say the following. Shaloi l'shma, normally when you deliver a korban, right? Truth is, it's like Tosfos. Once you deliver a korban kosher to the kohen, you fulfilled your obligation. What the kohen does with the korban, that technically that's his business. Right? Now, if the kohen would do nothing, you yotzei neder. Kohen did nothing. You brought it to the kohen. Rachmana l'tzlan, the fellow passed away. Who brought the korban? Yotzei. That's what Tosfos is saying in Chum. Yotzei yedei neder. That's the case of the bird. The case where you brought the two birds, what's going to happen ultimately? Ultimately, you're going to die before your korbanos are brought because the kohen can't bring either bird. So you're going to, l'maisa, you're going to come up to Shemayim, your chatas wasn't brought. Your oifis weren't brought, right? But you're going to tell the Rabbanu Shalom, l'maisa, I brought the kohen something, you know, Rabbanu Shalom, I brought the kohen something that's roi for the Mizbech. So according to Tosfos, check it off. Shmuel holds that stock of Allah. Shmuel holds, Yotzei Yedei Nidrei. You brought a carbon, it's done. Not that the carbon is kosher. Not that the carbon is kosher. But that's not my obligation. My obligation, when I make a nether, is to deliver a proper carbon. A carbon that could be brought on the Mizbech. Makdash an oil. I bring an oil. Here's the oil. That's my job. And therefore, Shemayim, so I want to tell you, according to Shmuel, you're finished. You're finished here, you're finished there, you're done. You're done. Not further. It's the way the other Achwanim understand Tosfos. It's not just Mammon. Most of the Achwanim understand that Tosfos is saying, you're done. They ask, so what happened to the Mishnah in Zvachim? Why is it better than that's the Kash? Reb Kiva Eger and Mishnah Malach, they learn Tosfos Kipshut. Because you have to realize, the Gemara is mashma like that way. Because the Gemara there in Chulin says that if Tchilas Hatziv is a Suffolk, right, this middle age is a Suffolk young old, the Gemara says, my nafkamina, you could bring two of them and give it to the kohen. So the simple reading of the Gemara is like Parshat John Tesis. The Gemara is not telling you, alam de shavot. You could bring it, but you're not going to be Yetzir, but you have been in the Lamaka. The Gemara Chulin doesn't say all the yeshiva shetar. The Gemara Chulin just says that if in fact one of these birds is okay, you're okay. That's the way the Gemara reads. And on that, Tosfos asks why. And Tosfos says, well, Klapi Shmaya, one of them is good. Yeah, but, so all I'm telling you is, Shmuel holds Eina Chanami. But what? The Torah was Mechadish, that when a Kohen brings a Kohen Shalei Lishma, he relabels the Kohen. He makes it from that Neder, makes it a new Nedova. The Kohen has an ability with his Shalei Lishma to manipulate that this is not the oiler that you were, oilless nether that you made. He relabels it. The Torah was machadish that. The Gemara is a kash and chum. Why did Bilam have to bring a new one? The Gemara brings a pasuk. Shmuel, the way Shmuel learns the pasuk is telling you a chiddush, not that it's kosher. The Torah is telling you a chiddush that you have to bring another one. Because in Svara, why am I worse off than when I came to the Beis HaMikdash? And I brought it. I was able to say to the Kohen, Baruch of Hatzlacha, and leave. So the Torah comes and says, no. V'asisa kasha nadat l'shem l'kecha nadova, im kemosha nadat yeh, im lav nadova yeh. So the Torah was mechadish that the Kohen with his shalei l'shma can manipulate and change in a way the DNA of the korban from the neder to the nedava. So now it comes out that what did I bring to the kohen based on English? On the nedava. What would be if I said, Arei Elai, and then I brought a korban nedava? I'm not yotzei my neder. I'm talking like it's my neighbor. You have what I'm saying? Exactly. That's exactly. It's not. That's what I'm telling you. It's not logical. The way Shmuel learns, that's the chiddush of the Torah. And that's why there's a whole discussion in the Gemara and Gittin. Maybe the Kohen owes you money. It's like he messed up your car. The Gemara talks about that with Hezek Sheni Niker, with Kohanim Shepiglu. That's a good discussion we could have. But the Torah was mechadish that the Kohen can reset the car by Shaloi Lishmo. But that's only by Shaloi Lishmo. That's only by Shaloi Lishmo. Now, if the Kohen took the blood and threw it on the floor, just like we had at the beginning of the sugya from Rav Shach by Nishbach, then it's not Shechitas Chulin. It's not Shechitas Kachim. It becomes like Shechitas Chulin. V'dam Zvorecho Yishofech. That if you take the blood of a korban, you throw it on the floor, you're also relabeling the korban. Chulin. Chulin. Kam Shmuel, and Shmuel says, that's only if you take the blood and discard it, you treat it like Chulin. But if you take the blood and you put it on the Mizbeach, So you never shifted the carbon somewhere else. Is it a kosher carbon? No. But the Bible says Yetzidechavasa. No worse than if the Kohen never brought it. If the Kohen never brought it, but he just didn't relabel it, you'd be Yetzir, like the two birds that are sitting in the Azora, that the Kohen is just looking at them every day and saying good morning. Yeah? I'm sitting Yetzir Gidei Nidroi. My two birds are sitting there in Beis HaMikdash. Shalom Aleichem. Yes, for Kapor. That's what I'm trying. That's right. Did you hear what I said? I said that we learn Momen. Shmuel takes it all the way, like the simple reading of the Gemara and Chulin. The simple reading of the Gemara and Chulin is you brought the two birds to the Kohen. Finished. Finito. I delivered. That was my nether. So the emes is. So now we don't have to come out of Steinemann's Vart. This is included, this is not included. No, my nether is just to bring an oila. Right? But the Torah was mechadish that b'shaloi lishmo, the Kohen can relabel the carbon. Right? The Kohen has an ability to manipulate what I brought. That's only if he has shaloi lishmo. Or if he does a maisa to make it into like chulin. But as long as the blood reached him, his bech. That's not called that the Kohen was mevatelit from being by the Beis HaMikdash. And Mamela am Yotzi de Nidre based on step one. So now it's very geschmack. First of all, Avada, the Zrika is not a Zrika. And Avada, like the Chazon Ish said, the Me'ilah is still Me'ilah. The Chazon Ish brings the Osamech brings a raya from a Braisa as such. Avada is still me. There's no kosher zrika here. It was Eilocha Shalai Bimkoim. It's not a puzzle. The blood's puzzle. The blood's puzzle. The carbon's puzzle. Everybody's puzzle. But you yoitze, you kapo, you yoitze, you nether. This is your nether. You yoitze. You yoitze, you choiva. Because one, since the blood reached the Mizbeach, we don't say, well, it was Nishpach. Be Nishpach Adam will be like Chum. It wasn't Nishpach Adam. Tavz v'checho yishofech. Once it reached the Mizbeach, So you're yaitza, but you're not better than somebody who brought a korban and it never even was brought for a korban. You're not better than that. Shmuel holds, that's enough. Comes out like this. Any korban where my primary obligation is to have the korban. Not I have a chiv moment to bring something. I need a korban. Like korban bezach, then it has nothing to do with Shmuel. I need a basar. I don't have a chiv to deliver something to the Beis HaMikdash. I made a nether, I have to deliver something. It's not based on my nether. Any carbon that's not based on my nether has nothing to do with this. Then we only deal with the kashrus in the carbon. By the way, this explains the whole sugya early in the first parak that shaloi lishmo by carbon tzibah doesn't play a role. Carbon is kosher v'oila. You know why? Because by tzibah there's no nether. They need an oilah. They got an oilah. There's no nether to fulfill. You understand what I'm saying? So it comes out that by a korban Pesach, right? So there has nothing to do with Shmuel's memory. It has zero to do with Shmuel's memory. Because korban Pesach, I have an obligation to have a korban Pesach. I have a I don't have an obligation to deliver a Korban Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash. I didn't create an obligation to deliver a Korban Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash. I have a chiyuv. So kol zman the Korban Pesach is not brought, I still have a chiyuv. I'll still regular chiyuv, the monach hakakafta the gavra, not one that I generated through my nether. That I could say, oh, okay, this is my nether, I did my nether. There's no nether. You need a Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach needs basar. You need basar trei lachila. No, see, you messed up. It's so poshut. It's olive base. It's mamish olive base. So that would, like I said, that explains everything. The only one chiddush here is that we're taking Shmuel. We're saying that he taka learns the sugya in chul and kipshuta. That once the korban is delivered, out from a net, any korban with obligation was created through your nether. It's finished. It's completed. And the shaloi lishmar is mechadish. That the korban gets reset. That you don't have where the blood was brought to the... This also answers Reb Chaim's problem, Chafetz Chaim. If the blood... Why doesn't Shmuel explain himself? If the blood was supposed to be in the Peroichas, when on the Mizbech, the way we're learning, Itaka wouldn't make an Afkamina. If the blood goes anywhere where Dam Kachim normally goes, it's enough that it wasn't made in Techum. Remember we asked that question, Shmuel just left it hanging. So it really answers every single step. And it also explains the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a svara. You don't need that. I don't even need a pasuk for this, really.
Doesn't this work with the
mahalak
we had at the beginning about what
Shalom
Shema does? Is it a positive thing or a negative thing?
Correct. That's the way Shmuel is learning. That's the way Shmuel is learning, exactly. Okay, we'll stop here for today. So now it's cool, right? Now
it's cool. So there's a lot. So Friday night, my wife left the...